It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Two Republican senators want you to get involved while another prepares for a new phase in life. Fair season is upon us. State Senate Republican leader Mark Schessler in his combine harvesting wheat encourages you to head out to the fairgrounds to support the agricultural community and have a great time.
I think our fairs are part of our rich agricultural heritage, mixed with great entertainment and learning opportunities that are good for the entire family. Experience the crafts and skills of friends and neighbors, and entertainment and commercial exhibits with something for everybody of every age and every interest. Just the food is an experience at some fairs if you never see a single exhibit. For those of our friends and neighbors that don't come from agriculture, they can learn that a steer is not all steak, that milk doesn't come from Safeway, and that there is hard work and economic risk in producing the great quality food we enjoy as Washington residents.
The U.S. Constitution requires the federal government to count the population every 10 years. State Senator Mike Padden is urging you to cooperate with next year's census.
That is used to determine how many congressional folks each state has to go back to Congress to represent us. It also determines where the legislative districts are drawn for our state legislative officials. So it's very important that way. Also, grants and money from the federal government and to some extent the state government are determined by the census.
After serving the people of the 10th District in the state legislature for 16 years, Senator Barbara Bailey is stepping down. The Oak Harbor Republican is retiring at the end of September. Bailey served five terms in the state House and is in her second term in the Senate. Senator Judy Warnick served with Bailey in both chambers.
She is one of the hardest workers I've ever met. And she was a mentor to me when I was first elected. She was the epitome of grace and class, and the best example of what a legislator should be. She was always concerned about her constituents, especially the veterans and the taxpayers, and I really appreciated her perspective, especially around the senior citizens. She served on the Ways and Means Committee, as did I, and we had many discussions about the finances of our state and what we could do better as far as making the taxpayer dollars go farther. She was always fighting to ensure that her district had an adequate water supply. And it wasn't just for homes, it was for fish and for agriculture. Agriculture was first in her mind often as well. So wanted to make sure that everyone in that district had an adequate water supply. I'm just wishing her luck in the future. I understand the desire to spend more time with her family. She has a number of grandchildren, and I just wish her luck in the future.
Find us online at wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.